Peggy, yes, there are some things in time, but I'm not half sure if you insulate the food in the hummus khame, it would get hotter, my sif, and would be sure on increase their cooking, you know, as wood fire. For example, hang gefes, peat, zevel, and manure, melach, and sulfur seeds, and sandy, zagging, or the waste of grapes, and muchim, sovins, and bits of wool, and grass. There's man should slosh the machin when these three are moist. I feel the machin's asking even if they've got their own moisture. But why male in the crumb don't have heaven? These things are referred to as hatmana, as insulation, which increases heat. Yes, there are some things. If you insulated the food in the Mishai Bechangos, say they will retain the heat of that. They won't increase. But the moment I understand, you stop them cooling down, you gain zagin, like these last two things when they're dry, that is the waste of the grapes and the muck and the bits of block and grass when they're dry. Luxus of Paris and Campiona and cloth and fruit and feathers. When you always have pishdan and bits of flax and so is the Russian sawdust of shalkin and skin with gizzard semer. And fleeces. These are referred to as things which do not increase the heat days. You should be allowed when adin to put a food into an insulation which increases heat before Shabbos. If you shut down the Shabbos, and you should remain insulated on Shabbos. You are allowed to leave food on the fire on Shabbos. I will also forbade this before Shabbos, because the worry is that the pot might overboil on Shabbos. You'd start like Galois son, and you need to uncover the match to your Pharisee until it subsides. The action of Hassan Shabbos, and you carry it again on Shabbos, and then it will come out. Taming of Hamas and Hell, the Shabbos, they are actually insulating in something which increases the heat on Shabbos itself. You also, which is within. I think of therefore, Mutton Hatton, Dollar Hamas and Hell, Ben Ashmosh, Ben Ashmosh, you are allowed to insulate in something which increases the heat. Just stamp it there is Ben Ashmosh, but Ross food, and often in the Ambua. Because generally speaking, the pots have already overboiled as they do in insulation, and they've subsided. Since they've already subsided once, they won't speak up again. Should be allowed to put to insulate in something which does not increase the heat, the showers, not even on showers. I will also come to bay this thing, because a person might come to insulate in ash. There might still be some sparks of fire left there. The person will be stirring up the coals when he does this. The figure of therefore also happened dover and the Shabbos. They come to bay to insulate any hot thing on Shabbos. So fill up a dollar, she ain't a waste of heaven, even something which does not increase its heat. You may insulate a hot thing, and you may insulate something which is cold on Shabbos, but obviously, in something which does not increase its heat, so it shouldn't get too cold, or they should profit to nothing, or to take a little of its cold away. I mentioned it, Shatamnamar of Shabbos, hot things which were insulated before Shabbos and the scallop of Shabbos were uncovered on Shabbos Mutter, and you may cover them over. So, in a mice, because you're not increasing the heat, and Mutter, and Hachlif, Hakisa, and Shabbos, you may change the cover on Shabbos. Okay, so how would that be? Little, so you may take off cloth and you have Kanfiyan and put feathers, and it'll Kanfiyan and you have so it'll be the other way around. Hey, Pina, Tafshe, Haman, Acham, Kelly, if you transferred the hot food from one Kelly to another, Kelly Acher to another, you may insulate the other keli, but obviously any medicine is something which does not increase the heat. Now, that's only just like you may do with the cold thing. Should it also happen with Shabbos at a dollar kham, should the keli rishon, then come to bed only insulating something in the davash any medicine of heaven. If it is the keli rishon, in a special way in which the food was cooked, that will impune, but if you change, transferred it, what is permitted? Well, you may put one kettle on top of another on Shabbos or Kadir, one pot on top of another Kadir, cover them over with dough, labor shul shiucham, not with so that they should heat up, but the shul shi amdu al chaymon, so it's just that they should retain the heat that they've got. So we also have a happen in the Shabbos, the only issue was to insulate on Shabbos. Yeah, keli cham, al gamak keli cham, to put one hot keli on top of another, they should aim to mecham also, so they should retain the heat water permitted. So you may not put something which has cold food in it, al gamak keli cham on top of the hot Kali on Shabbos, Ari Melech Lechem Shabbos, because you're going to transfer the heat into it on Shabbos. If it was placed there Erev Shabbos, Mutter is permitted. This is not considered to be insulating something which is increasing its heat.